Muscle Truck Pioneers: How Chevy and Ford Redefined Performance. In the early days of the muscle truck movement, Mopar wasn't even competing. However, with the launch of the 1990 Chevrolet 454 SS and 1991 GMC Cyclone, GM spearheaded things, paving the way for Ford's entry into the market in 1993. The mainstream movement really took off in the early 90s, with the Chevy 454 SS offering a factory performance truck based on the single cab, short box C1500 platform. Packed with a 7.4-liter big block V8, initially offered with 230 horsepower and 385 pound-feet of torque, later getting bumped to 255 horsepower and 405 lb-ft of torque. The rear-wheel drive truck debuted with a 3-speed automatic, though it was replaced with a 4-speed unit a year later. At the other end of the muscle truck arena stood the 93 SVT Lightning, with a 5.8-liter V8 putting out 240 horsepower and 340 pound-feet of torque, driving the rear wheels via a 4-speed automatic. Ford's special vehicle team was responsible for the Lightning's development, which included lowering the suspension and tuning the truck for sharper handling through stiffer sway bars and springs. Cosmetically, a body-colored grille and air dam, along with Lightning decals, were all part of the package, while embroidered headrests with the Lightning insignia stood out inside the cabin. Chevy gave the 454 SS more responsive steering, stronger sway bars, and Bilstein shocks, in addition to a red interior and a whole lot of 454 SS badges. Performance-wise, Car and Driver reports the 454 SS managing a 0 to 60 mph sprint in 7.1 seconds with the 4-speed box, while the 93 Lightning was only a tenth slower.